It's an R&B Friday here at Cairns, Hit 103.5. Hello, it is Mark Littler. Well, tomorrow is round one of AFL Cairns. And the women's competition looking very strong again, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Craig Lees is the general manager of AFL Cairns. Some new talent to take to the field too, mate.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see the talent. I mean, we've had such growth in our youth girl space through our juniors the last couple of years, and we only have to look at, obviously, the progression of some of our athletes now that have gone down to the quaffle to chase the dream. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for the newer generation to come through, and the Lions have done that really well in the last couple of years, where they've obviously won some youth girls premierships, and Centrals have also had a really good, you know, youth girls program that's now fed into the women's program as well. So, you know, looking at that game in isolation, there's a massive turnover for the Cairns City Lions, because we spoke about it at the top of the show. They've lost four girls to go down to the quaffle, so it'll be interesting to see who can fill that void. We've seen in the last couple of years that they've, you know, always relying on Luana Healy and Sadila Christ and the Motlop twins, as well as Maya Kazulu, and they're all out now. So it's an opportunity for the new players to go up and stand out. And Brody Deverell, he will continue to coach again in season 2022, and Sam Blees is going to step into the chair for Central Trinity Beach as well. So exciting for that game at Holloway's there, Mark.
And the Tigers at home at Watson's on Saturday too.
Yeah, remaining the coach there is Marcus McGregor Cassidy, and he did a great job last year with the girls, and just really brought that connection. You know, they were probably disappointed they didn't play finals footy after being such a powerhouse of the competition. But Jasmine Ware, she comes back and will play full time, and that's a massive inclusion for them. That she's clearly one of the better players in the competition, and you know, off her own bat, she can win games of footy because of her ability to compete in the contest. So it'll be interesting to see how they respond, given they didn't play finals last year. But, you know, the Hawks are always that side that just prepares so well. They train diligent.
At Fribble Park, a bit of a tough round one for the Cutters going up against the Saints. What do they have, 26, 27 wins on the trot?
They have, Mark, hasn't it? It's a phenomenal record. Yeah. And obviously both clubs have new coaches this year. They'll be excited to see what they can do. They're really young, so I think that, you know, they've got a lot of confidence in, you know, how young they are, and obviously they're full of youthful energy, and they'll be interested to see if they can, you know, obviously compete against the Saints, because they've also had a high turnover of players. We speak about that premiership flag, or Chris Novy's gone out, and they've lost about six girls that have progressed down to the quaffle or state league, and one of the girls obviously has played in the AFLW for Carlton and played really well in the off-season in Courtney, and so she had a real big impact on that group. And but they've still got a good core group of players, Kate Flowers and Tiana Arwang. You know, they're obviously some really, you know, big names in the competition, and I think they'll be steamrolling on and still be the benchmark for season 2022.
And good luck to all the ladies, AFL Cairns round one tomorrow, as we continue at R&B Friday at Hit 103.5.